finally, there's action. Finally, the captain is free. They wanted $2 million. You had one of our best ships out there, the USS Bainbridge, basically 30 meters or so away from an 18-foot lifeboat that had these pirates and Captain Phillips. Can you believe that it's taken this long to resolve this? Ridiculous. But here's the family and how elated they were, a spokesperson talking about the family's reaction.
The Phillips family wants to thank you all for your support and prayers. They have felt the caring and concern extended by the nation to their family. This is truly a very happy Easter for the Phillips family. Andrea and Richard have spoken. I think you can all imagine their joy and what a happy moment that was for them. They're all just so happy and relieved.
Yep, happy and relieved, I'm sure, because to me this is outrageous that it's gone this far. I mean, listen, we have the most powerful Navy fleet that you can imagine. So why did it take so long for any kind of action? I don't understand, other than you had these thugs holding him on this lifeboat and I guess feared that they would just blow him, they would kill him. They would just blow the AK-47s right at him and blow his head off in front of the Navy ship. So they wanted to be sure that they had the right shots, I'm assuming. Now, the word trickled down from the White House through the Pentagon that the snipers had to be positioned correctly, but that the pirates had to be threatening the captain's life. Now, am I wrong or am I right? If the guy is tied up, if they're holding him hostage in this stupid little lifeboat surrounded by the powerful U.S. Navy, one, who has the advantage here? And two, is his life not being threatened if he's sitting there bobbing up and down in a stinking lifeboat that's sinking? I think the threat was pretty imminent already, right? So what do you conclude out of this whole mess? How do you let these idiots control this waterway the way they are and have made millions of dollars by hitting these unsuspecting ships and doing exactly what they did for these past 5 days? Now, the pirates, of course, are threatening revenge over the shooting of their fallen comrades, as well as the French military assault that happened last week, releasing a crazy statement, one of the pirates saying that the French and the Americans will regret starting this killing. We don't kill, but take only ransom. But we won't do this in the future. We'll see what happens. Oh, please, give me a break. What does he think? He's Captain Hook? I mean, I don't understand. This is the deal. I don't understand, and it's great. It's awesome because I said that the Navy and the Navy SEALs, to me, should get the daily salute. If you were listening earlier, I handed out the daily salute to the Navy SEALs and their accuracy in knocking down the pirates, but I don't understand why the operation and the use of force wasn't a little bit sooner. Now, it was approved by Obama, but specifically they were told he has to be in imminent danger, and to me, he was in danger the second he was on that lifeboat. There's no question about it. And he bravely offered himself up as a hostage. There's no wavering on that. He saved his crew because he told them to go and keep, some of them were asleep and told them to stay locked in their cabins and whatever and tell the other ones to stay locked in there. So he is a hero for what he did. I mean, truly, when you think of captains and that old saying about going down with the ship and protecting the crew and all that stuff, obviously he did that because he was involved in this whole thing for the past 5 days and giving himself up. He wasn't hurt in the gunfire, and he was picked up by the Bainbridge, obviously. They do the medical exam thing and let him talk to his wife on the phone and yada yada, and you see him shaking hands and pictures are being released, and it's still great that the Bainbridge did what they did, but I'm just puzzled as to why something didn't happen sooner, and how are they continuously getting away with this? They're having the last laugh. When you think of the American Navy versus a little dinghy, and to have them locked that way for that many days. They started to, what they did was they started to have talks to free him on Thursday. This is Sunday. Talking to the pirates, from getting instruction from the FBI hostage negotiator, blah, 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 on and on. And the pirates were saying that helicopters were flying over their heads in the day and the night. And they, obviously, the warship, the Bainbridge, was right there in their sights, not very far away, as I just told you, the distance. And yet you have these Somalian pirates on a small boat bobbing on the surface of the Indian Ocean up and down and up and down. And I can't understand why action wasn't taken sooner. And that something isn't done to end this nonsense, this piracy, this whatever. There's got to be a way to stop this. I've said it myself. I understand the vastness of the water and the craftiness of these money-grubbing modern-day pirates who are just trying to get hostages and get their money. But the fact that everybody bends over to them, and this has happened time and time again, I am at a loss for this. Do you think that something should have happened sooner? And I'm not taking anything away from the Navy and the guys that were on the boat, but don't you think some action should have happened sooner? How can you be held hostage by these pirates when you're the most powerful Navy on the face of the earth? Why didn't they order something to happen a little bit sooner? Now, remember, the captain jumped, I mean, obviously, he was worried. He jumped out of the lifeboat on Friday, tried to swim to freedom, but was recaptured when a pirate fired a weapon at him or near him. Enough that whatever they screamed at him, he knew he had no choice or thought he had no choice and had to go back, and he wasn't far off from the lifeboat, far enough that he could have done much other than go back, I guess. And, of course, the Defense Department isn't going to tell you very much about what happened in this whole operation. But I just, again, I don't understand when this whole thing happened. I understand about the captain. He's going, he's dropping off, doing this mission to Kenya, all that. He saves his crew. It's great. He's a hero, no doubt. Absolutely. But the fact that they waited so long in the standoff when, as I said, it's like David and Goliath, only you're not supposed to get the reverse result, right? You're supposed to be the slayer. Particularly, how do we find ourselves with a band of Somalian pirates holding ship after ship hostage, some hostages from the ships? I think it's mind-boggling. And it doesn't make any sense that a move wasn't made sooner. And it's interesting, too, because the label of being pirates, I read a story the other day where the writer was saying, listen, some of these so-called pirates have an incredible story, and justice is on their side. You got to be kidding me. You're saying that these thugs who are out for money, that there should be some justice for them? I'll tell you about that next. But what do you think? Should the Navy have acted sooner? And really, not so much the Navy, but should they have been given the order to do something sooner than they did? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. This is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like constant concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today toll-free at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Fascinating thing, you delight me, and I know you're speaking of me.
All right, so finally that ship captain from Vermont is rescued. We've been talking about that here on America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you, left coast, east coast, and everywhere in between. You can hit me up at americatonight.net, or, and you're going to hear me say this number a ton until everybody gets used to it, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. One, I was mentioning that I read an article. I've been talking about the Somalian pirates. My only criticism is, great for the Navy SEALs, glad they rescued the captain. Ridiculous that he was stuck for the amount of days that he was stuck, and what a risky thing. Shouldn't someone have popped a shot off before? Couldn't they have, they being the Navy, I guess, done something sooner than they did? So I'm reading about pirates because, of course, it's opened the whole idea in our mind of what pirates are. And these are, if they're called modern day pirates, they're, what they're doing is finding the ships, getting to the ships, and then getting lots of money by holding captains or other, somebody else on the various ships hostage. So what's the answer to this? Well, the answer is to blow their rear ends out of the water, right? You got the bigger guns. You got the massive boats. I don't understand why this hadn't happened sooner. So you think about this. You're talking about these gangsters who are holding up World Food Program supplies, right? Now, supposedly, the pirates have support of their local population, some of them anyway, for whatever reason. That the Somalian people, some of the Somalian people, say that they support this type of piracy as a form of national defense for the country's territorial waters. Are you kidding me? And this blog that I read, and forgive me, but I don't know the guy who blogged it. I think it was Huffington Post or Drudge or one of those. But in the blog, he's trying to compare and saying, you know, during the Revolutionary War, George Washington and our founding fathers paid pirates to protect our territorial waters because they had no navy or coast guard of their own. So Americans supported this. So why is this different? Why is it different? Because they're thugs. Because they're just attacking these ships who half the time are bringing goods to the people in the country who need the food and the supplies. They're volunteering in some cases. Now, other people will tell you, well, what about the seafood fishing and all that sort of stuff? Well, they're in the water. If you're going to talk about they're in the Somalian seas for seafood, and that you've got so much tuna and shrimp and lobster and all that other stuff. Well, if the trawlers are there legally, depending on where it is, pulling out various things from the sea, then who cares? Now, are the local fishermen losing their livelihood? Is that part of the problem? That's a separate thing. If it is part of the problem, perhaps it is. But there's still no way can I justify the idea that these pirates are holding people like this captain for 5 days. He should have been picked out a lot sooner, picked off a lot sooner. Let's go to Jeff, who's listening to us in St. Louis. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Very good. That was great news this morning about the rescue.
Absolutely. I said that my daily salute went out to the Navy SEALs, who pinpoint accuracy, baby. They nailed three of the pirates, killed them, and hit the other.
Was it like three SEALs and one single shots each or something like that?
Right, exactly.
And I think they had to wait for... I think the reason they waited is they had to wait for the right opportunity to do it. I mean, they just couldn't do it, go off... forgive the phrase, half-cocked. Forgive the pun. You know,
I like that, half-cocked. But see, here's what I think, Jeff, though. When you think of I've been on these ships. You think of this giant naval ship, and what would be you and me being on a tiny lifeboat, doesn't it seem like, hey, my ship and my guns are bigger. Give it up, buddy.
Was there some sort of ceramic surrounding or something like that around them? Or was it completely open?
I thought it was completely open.
I heard reports there was some kind of housing around the life raft because there were reports that they had to come up for fresh air or something like that.
What I saw in the pictures I saw was a raft, and that they had the gun. And I understand this. You're right. They did have to have the right moment to actually hit them. There's no question to be able to. And that's why they had these snipers that were accurate as beyond all belief. But I just can't believe they couldn't have done it sooner. I mean, thank goodness they got this captain off the boat.
Yeah, and it was totally coincidence, but Friday night I called into another program, a local St. Louis show, and I said, why don't they just use snipers and take them out?
They heard you.
I know it's just a coincidence, but still, it's eerie.
And you're listening to us right now in St. Louis?
Yeah.
Excellent. Awesome station, too, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate
it.
Let's go to Robert, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Robert, what's your take on all this?
I want to know, how come these ships aren't armed, these naval ships? And number two, how are these pirates getting on them big ships in the first place?
Well, that's my question, too. How do you get on a trawler? You've seen the trawlers. You see how big their hulls are in the entire ship. How are these pirates so crafty that they're finding ways to get on these boats? I'm with you. I don't understand it because most of the boats are pretty big. Now, there have been yachts and stuff that they've overtaken, but I don't understand when you've got, you know, my boat's bigger than your boat, Robert. So, you know, am I going to beat you? Yeah. So I don't understand this. I mean, when the Navy ship went out there, they had the guns, so they did have the guns to do something. But what I think the answer is that you've got to have people that are armed in these ships if you're going to go in those waters, because obviously there's no, it's a free-for-all. There's no laws.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they know that they've been jacking these ships for a while, so they ought to be armed.
Yeah, you and I are in the shrimp business, or you and I are delivering goods because we want to help the people of Kenya, and I don't care what they say, but we're going to have guns on that boat.
Oh, you bet you.
I mean, we'll take them off if we have to, and that's why it doesn't make sense to me either. Because you look at the ship versus, you know, big versus little. How do they get on the ships? Granted, they know the waterway, but still. I think you have to be armed. That's the answer. You cannot go, I don't care what kind of mercenary mission or whatever it is you're going on, you have to have protection. I guess that's the answer. Or nobody's going to go into that port in Kenya. It's too dangerous.
It's nice talking to you. I told my wife I'm going to be a celebrity on the radio tonight.
Thank you, Robert. We appreciate it when you call. Thank you. All right. America Tonight, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We're talking about this Somalia pirate deal. And my biggest criticism of this whole thing is not that the SEALs did what they did, because it's what they should do, it's what they did do, and they did a great job. They nailed them. Pinpoint accuracy, like I said. They were snipers, they nailed them, the captain got off. That's huge. It's huge that he's back. And guarantee you flip on tomorrow the Today Show, GMA, whatever show you're watching, and this captain is going to speak eventually, and they'll probably have the family on, I'm sure, somewhere. And they're going to be elated, like we already heard the spokesperson for them, and that's all good and that's all great. But the thing is, where do you go from here? Because you have people in Kenya who need help, who need supplies, who you're trying to reach out to. Do you say, well, we can't do that anymore because, look, this is a world mission. We're dropping off containers of food and look what happens. How much does it hurt that? People wanting to reach out to the people in an area where they desperately need it. If you look at the various tribes there and where they're at, especially economically, and you look at the ports of entry, and you've got to go in there. So maybe that's what's going to happen, and that's unfortunate for the people there. There has to be a way to deal with this. I mean, the pirate attacks, by the way, are driving up the cost of shipping. I'm sure that's shocking because it's too dangerous. So you've got these shipping companies, some of the world's largest shipping companies, that are taking their oil tankers around the Cape of Good Hope, and others that are reluctant because of the extra expense. And why does this matter? I'll tell you about it next. But don't you think something should have happened sooner? Come on. How many of you agree? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. America Tonight.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
All right, so picture this scenario, folks. You got a ragtag group of so-called pirates facing off for days against the most powerful navy on the face of the earth. Yeah, the U.S. Navy, off the coast of Somalia. And it takes 5 days before a cargo ship captain is finally freed. So now you can, of course, imagine, as I said, you got to pony up more for these container ships. And as somebody joked, there was a group that was, you know, sending a lot of ships in on various missions and stuff. They say the pirates were the only people who had a good year in 2008, and no doubt, because they're having to have these steep premiums to cover multi-million dollar ransoms, or they have no option but to take the long way around the African continent in the hope of somehow avoiding the hijackers. The Gulf of Aden connects to the Indian Ocean, so you have it geographically in your mind, to the Indian Ocean, to the Red Sea, and the Suez Canal. And it's one of the busiest but the most dangerous waterways, obviously, in the world because these pirates are so aggressive. And the cost of insuring the ships has gone sky high. And what I guess some companies are doing is they're training their crews in what to do. Others are just avoiding the area altogether. I don't understand why you can't have... I mean, come on, you have black water crawling around a rock, and we won't dive into that right now. But these private armies, you don't think there aren't private armies, mercenary-type guys you could hire? I think you could. I think if I had a shipping company, I'd probably be thinking about it. How about you? Keith is listening to us in St. Louis on KFTK, one of the powerhouses in that area. We love that station. Hey, Keith, how are you?
Hey, Kate, how are you doing this evening?
Good, buddy.
Hey, the Somalian pirate issue. The most recent ship, do you know the port that it came from and where was it going in comparison to other hijackings lately?
Yeah, what they're saying is a lot of the direction they came from is where some of them are taking a long way, like I just told you, but the direction that they came from is I just looked this up, too. They were headed for Mombasa on the coast of Kenya, basically, so they were south of the Horn of Africa when they were nailed.
I mean, I'm just wondering, Kate, like, if they don't have, like, a ring going at the end, you know, where they actually load the cargo ships. If there's not an extended wing there, and then, you know, they kind of hide with the containers, get out in the middle of the ocean, and then, all right, let's go.
Right, because what the, you know, how the bandits, went, what they do is, and this has happened a bunch of times, they have these grappling hooks. You know what grappling hooks are. And somehow,
absolutely.
Yeah, you know how you throw them up on the boat, so they have these grappling hooks, and then they just start firing the guns. And this is their MO. They take over the stern of some of these ships, and then they quickly hoist themselves aboard, and they start firing guns, and they go crazy ransacking the boat and scare the people to death who's ever on it. That's pretty much what the pirates' attack is, and the response is too, I think, low tech. You can't throw oil drums at these guys with these AK-47s.
It's
not going to work, and apparently that's what some of them are doing. So you're right. Maybe it's an inside job where they know there's got to be, they have to have some information because they're not just patrolling the waters hoping to net some of these ships. So maybe there's more to that as to where the container ships are leaving from.
Yeah, there might be something. I mean, as far as the Navy, yeah. I guess they should have acted faster. I mean, I'm glad that, you know, the captain's safe and everything, but I don't know. I'll just wait till all the facts definitely come out. But, yeah, I wish it would have been faster. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, I wish it would have been faster, too, because it's more, the more time you give them, the more chance that something can happen anyway. And again, we have the most powerful Navy on the face of the earth. Flex the muscle. Take the chance. Use it. You know, shoot first, ask questions later. What's that old saying about it's easier to ask for forgiveness? In this case, you knew what happened because they had boarded the ship. There was nothing, there was no mystery as to what was going on there. So I think it should have happened a little bit sooner. Keith, thanks. Appreciate the phone call, buddy. All right, let me throw out the numbers again. I know it's a new number for a lot of people. It's 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. If it's me, I'm telling you, if there's a way to do it, I'm going to hire a private army. That's what I'm going to have on my ship. If I've got sky high insurance anyway, but I have to deliver these containers, I don't want to take the long route. What I'm going to do is have a private army. Bill is listening to us in St. Louis as well on KFTK. Hey, Bill.
Got a couple of comments on hijacking.
Yeah.
Number one, the raft was a self-contained raft. It's pretty sophisticated. It's got a top on it. If it's rolled over the water, it'll right itself. The other thing is I heard that some of the ships, and two or three of them, had kept them the hijackers from boarding. There's evidently ladders that go down to the water level, and they had placed barbed wire around those ladders so that the hijackers couldn't get on. They were asking some of the other ships to maybe do the same thing, maybe to deter some of these pirates from boarding. The other thing, I think probably those 200 people that were on some of those ships that are held hostage would probably hope that maybe we would wait a little bit before we went ahead and blew us out of the water. I'll take comments out there.
All right, Bill, thanks. You know, obviously they waited because they had to wait. The Navy can't act on their own. So whether the guys on the ship were, I'm sure, they had an itchy trigger figure, if you know anything about snipers, and they know, I got them in my sights, I want to, you know, the most eye-opening thing to me was when I had a chance as a TV reporter to go out with the SWAT team. Oh, man, those guys are awesome. They know what they're doing. They want to take out the bad guys. They do. They are jacked up. They want the situation to resolve itself where the innocent people or the hostages are released. So I'm sure they wanted to take the shot. They couldn't because they had to wait for what the law would be, in other words. And ultimately that came from the president who said, if his life is threatened, then do it. So they waited for that chance. Now, maybe there is something to this that there wasn't a clean shot, and I'm not aware of that. It didn't, in the ways it was reported, and of course the Defense Department is not going to give you every slip of information on it, but I think there could have been a way that they could have done this earlier. And looking at some of the descriptions in this Gulf of Aden, well, okay, so we know it's dangerous, we know it's busy, we know that there's different areas of where they're entering, especially, I guess there's this, and this is one of the things that we were talking about, there's an area that's a big concern. It's called Lloyd's Market Association, right? And so what's happened is the premiums rise at some point almost tenfold, and they're underwriting all this stuff. So it's obviously a competitive industry when you're talking about these large ships, and you talk about the marine or hull was what they basically say it is. The insurance covers physical risk, the grounding, the damage from the seas, and then the secondary type, the crew issues and all that sort of stuff. So then you wonder if they're not made, somehow they're getting a tip on who's taking the journeys where and what they're insured for. Is there somebody that somehow has information on that? Well, then that would be much more high tech, and then it's not as ragtag thuggery. There's somebody somehow in cahoots and got the information on what the plans are and what the losses, you know, what the, in other words, ransom and cargo and all that other sort of stuff, so that when you hit up a ship, you know what you could net. Like, for example, routing a tanker from Saudi Arabia to the United States through the Cape of Good Hope adds 2,700 miles, okay, following me to this trip. And the fuel costs, and this is stunning, but it makes sense if you think about those miles. The fuel cost added on there are $3.5 million. Wow. $3.5 million more. So that's the economics of it. And is there somebody on the inside who's got the tip as to what ships are going where and going around the Cape or the shortcut or whatever it is because they know of what they're insured for? But it seems to me, I'm still going back, I know, we can talk about the wire around the ladder, and we can talk about was there a top on the lifeboat and all that other sort of stuff, but it seems pretty unbalanced to me. In any day of the week, if you tell me a Navy ship is coming to my rescue and I'm on a dinghy with these pirates, I'm thinking that I have a pretty good chance of escaping this. And if you've looked at the size of the Bainbridge, pretty decent size ship. And here we go again. You have a powerful Navy fleet, which is designed for all-out war, baby. I mean, it is loaded, right? And you're talking about pirates holding a captain in a tiny boat. A tiny, tiny lifeboat. Think of the U.S. cruisers, the destroyers, the frigates. Now, here's what they say. And hey, I've been on these boats, and I guess if you think about it, and I'm not looking at it from the opposite perspective, if you're talking about an armed speedboat, because most of the time they're in those armed speedboats, and you're talking about these oil tankers and container ships and all that stuff, and maneuvering around, maybe it is more difficult. I mean, what is the response? What should be the response? How do you react to these pirates when you're not, it's not a country you're at war with? So how do you react to these pirates boarding the ship, you know, getting these ships? To me, it seems like there's got to be a way that you can flex your muscle. There has to be a way to do this versus ending up in a five-day standoff with all this tension. I mean, what is the main lesson learned from all of this? You tell me, right? There's got to be a better way to resolve the problem. Machine guns on the destroyers, say hey. They've got them. 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney talking with you here on America Tonight.
Yeah. Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Tell me, America, high-tech versus low-tech, who wins? It seems to me that these pirates, these Somalian pirates, are doing a pretty good job. And you got three dead. But previous to this, think of what they were able to do. They go out in these small speedboats from the shore or from what they would call some kind of a mothership, whatever it might be. They hijack these commercial ships in the Arabian Sea and various seas, and they take these crew members hostage. They demand huge amounts of money, and they usually get them. And they've been stepping up their attacks. They have 15 ships, and they still have 15 ships and dozens of hostages. See, that's the other part of this. They've got some people in the middle of this game, this chess game that they're playing. So you have the Navy SEAL teams on call for these special missions. You have night flying helicopters, and you've got machine guns on some destroyers. And I guess you have to have secret bases. That's the way to do it. You're going to have some kind of a secret base, but what's it worth to have the secret base? I mean, there has to be a better conclusion to this whole thing. We hold all the marbles, right? At least I thought that. But high-tech versus low-tech, familiarity with the waterways. 800 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney hanging with you here on America Tonight. Dan is listening to us in Connecticut on WSTC. Hey, Dan.
Yeah, I think all the crew members on those big ships should be well-armed and trained and well-armed. Anyone aboard the ship, you have a chance to get rid of them.
Well, see, that's what I say. You know, because I'm a person who believes that we should have the right to bear arms anyway. So now you put me on a boat in a trawler in an area where you're saying, all right, you're going to make decent pay, but let's just say it's kind of dicey, the situations out there, and I'm willing to accept that, then I need to be armed. I agree with you, and they need to be trained on how to use them. And then
it takes to get on a ship like that, you have to throw the grappling hook up and climb up. They were trying to fight them off with a fire hose.
Right, and you're not going to win.
No.
They've got an AK-47, you have a fire hose, and you're throwing, like, a drum at them.
They're coming up over the side, that's the time to get them.
Right.
And then they hit that railing.
That's right, and you have the gun, I don't care what you have, even if you had a pistol, whatever, and because they got the gun slung on their back, that's the time to shoot them. I mean, look at the old pirate movies. My goodness, it's in a different way, it's a similar thing. They're trying to come up the side of the boat. So they're having huge success at it. You know you're in danger of that. So why can't they be armed? I don't understand. I agree. Just have that kind of a crew member, and maybe that's the thing. It's part of the policy of the boat that they don't have them armed, but I think that they should look into that. I don't understand why you couldn't do that. Have them all licensed to carry a firearm.
Right.
Now, why not?
The Navy SEALs, do they come off the big ship, or do they have to get them out there from some other location?
No, they came off that big Bainbridge ship. They were there.
But they were on that ship originally?
They were on that. No. They had to come. They had to be trucked out there, but they were trucked out there.
That's what I'm saying. It takes time to organize that. Now you got the captain on that lifeboat.
Mm-hmm.
Got the three bad guys inside. Now it's very difficult to, just to fire at that. You got the captain's life and... Right in that little lifeboat, too, and it's covered on both ends, so you don't get a clear shot at them.
Yeah, the good news is, Dan, that they did have they did get the clear shot. They took the shot, and it ends well for this captain because, I mean, you got to give him credit. He was pretty brave. He saved his crew, sacrificed himself, tried to escape once. They shot at him. He got back in the boat. So I think he did everything he could do, and luckily this ends well, but I think this is like a warning. I think there's no doubt about it. If any American ships are going to be there, any ships, period, whatever France decides to do or other country, whatever boat is licensed to whoever, I think they have to change whatever it is they're doing on that ship because it's not working.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, your idea about them being armed is good. Dan, thanks for the call. I think that why not? Why couldn't they be armed? I'll tell you, if I was on that ship and I was skilled at whatever it is that I was doing on the cargo ship, whether you're hauling stuff in, I mean, obviously you're hauling stuff, but it's a question of what is the stuff that you're hauling. I certainly at this point would want to be armed because I don't think I would feel completely comfortable. Hey, if I got to defend my life, I got to defend my life, whether I'm doing it on shore or I'm doing it on the boat. And Dan's right, they're coming up the side. You got a pistol, even you got a pistol, you pick them off. I mean, it's that easy. Firepower against firepower. But with these hoses and throwing drums at them, you're not getting anywhere. And it's surprising. I mean, it shows that it was about the money. It's surprising that more people weren't hurt on the original, on the boat, on the Alabama. But the end game for these pirates, and one that they were so good at, the end game was to get the money out of the company, knowing that they were insured for X amount, or maybe they don't even know how much they're insured for, but they know they're insured and know that they're going to pay the ransom because it's worked before. So they've made a ton of money off of hijacking these ships. I mean, unless you're patrolling the waters, I don't see how you've got it. If you've got the Navy ships and you've got a secret base or something, but think of the waterways. Where do you position these ships now? Because there's problems, or you're going to have X amount of American cargo ships there. You maybe position somebody, but then you're talking about tax dollars, money, the whole thing, over and over again. So, to me, it's obvious. Private Army. You've got private guys on the boat. Hire them. because they're mercenary types. They know, trust me, they have no fear. They know exactly what to do. Certainly we saw the private armies and how that worked, how that works actually in the Middle East. And why do people hire private armies? Because they know they're getting the best protection they believe that they can get for their dollar. So if I have one of these cargo ships, that's probably what I would do. If I'm already investing in XYZ insurance, if you do that, and then you have some key crew members maybe that are licensed to carry, and that's the other thing. I don't know what the rules are on the waterways. I don't know what kind of searches they're doing. I mean, it's laughable. I think some of what they're doing with the container ships, the lack of searching some of the containers, we know that. That's a problem. I worry about that constantly. When I think of New York, when I think of Los Angeles and not knowing what's in those containers, and there's so many containers there, it's random, maybe looking in containers here and there, that you got to think. I'm just thinking out loud. I'm going to find this out because it's going to bother me. But I'm thinking out loud on the rules of various international waterways. The problem is that we're talking about here. And what's frustrating is it's lawlessness in the area near Somalia. So there is no rule. There is nothing that I think, as far as yachts or boats or whatever, these pirates, there's nothing. It's just lawlessness. So you've got young Somalians that are obviously lured into getting this money. So their recruiting is not a problem. You think what happened in France. They had a hostage that was killed. They had the French yacht. They had one that was killed. So it doesn't always end for the most part it does, but it doesn't always end where somebody's not getting killed. And I can remember seeing the pictures of that. I don't know why I didn't think of this. And you've got a couple of those speedboats, and they're near the French boat. And what happened there was you had the Navy commandos basically storm the French sailboat because it was held by pirates off the Somalia coast, and that assault was triggered by threats that the passengers were going to be killed. They were going to shoot them. But one was killed as a result of everything that happened. So I guess, and this might have been the thought of the Navy, come to think of it, that there are obviously risks when you have a military operation against a bunch of sea thugs, but that comes at high tech versus low tech. But we might have come up with some of the answers. Arming the crew members, privatized army. There has to be a way to do this. Has to be a way to not let a bunch of pirates shake off some of these big ships. I mean, is that not ridiculous? Ridiculous. Crazy. Hey, I say this each and every time when we're on the airwaves here. If you haven't heard America Tonight, we zig and zag all over the place. Tell your friends about us, and shoot us an email day or night, americatonight.net.